Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. I got a room full of, I don't know what the fuck to call y'all. I don't know. We're going to figure this out as we go. Everybody's going to introduce them fucking selves, and we're going to go from there. We pretty much got all of goddamn TikTok in here.
That's fair.
Yes, if you have fucking ever laughed on TikTok, it's probably one of these motherfuckers. Or if you've got cringy, it's probably because of some of these motherfuckers.
Or if you've seen my OnlyFans.
You have OnlyFans?
Yeah.
No, fuck you don't.
Yeah, 3 subscribers.
Aren't you
in 6
the one
months?
That took
it's
your
great.
Fucking shirt yeah. off on stage of the day and you look like King Kong?
I'm that big one, yeah.
Oh, no, I was talking about the hair.
Yeah, that's it. That's my
hair. Okay.
Yeah, so you know how Charli D'Amelio does the TikTok dances? He's Charli D'Amelio if she caught a case. That's what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, okay.
Like, he just goes behind her and fucks up every dance that she does. It's beautiful.
Hey, well, clout's clout.
Hey, that's all that fucking matters. Well, we'll start to my right. We're going to go around and introduce everybody. Then we're just going to go fucking balls to the wall here. Start off with you, bro. Introduce yourself, drop your social media shit, and we'll go.
I'm bar none on TikTok, Instagram, Twitch, all that fun stuff. I have more followers than the other two. Go ahead, Ty.
I'm underscore Ty Garcia underscore. I live off these two's clout. And, yeah, these are my, yeah.
No truer words have ever been said.
Hey, listen, you want the truth.
On social media, I am underscore Tainted Lyric underscore or just Tainted Lyric on all other social media platforms.
Well, I'm the songwriter of the group. I'm just taking all this shit in. I'm Brian Martin. I'm on Brian Martin Music on TikTok and on Facebook and everywhere else.
Can you spell that out? Because your fans can't
can
spell.
You
oh,
say it with your
chest? Did you say his fans can't spell?
Yeah, I said spell that out for him. They didn't get hooked on phonics.
It's B-R-Y, B-R-Y-E-N, Brian Martin Music.
All right, sounds good. We had another young man join the table.
Yep, Lenny Cooper. What's up, y'all?
Kenny Looper in
the house.
Mud digger.
Oh, and Miss Daffy, you going to say anything? These are your boys. You got to get close to it. It's not going to make noise. You can move it all you want to.
Well, these are my boys. I'm not giving you guys my social media because I'm scared to. No, fair enough. But yeah, these are my
fans. One, right?
I don't have an OnlyFans, yeah. But yeah. maybe soon enough. I don't
Every girl that has said, I don't have an OnlyFans, they should have included yet after that shit.
Yes. I don't have an OnlyFans.
Until your
yet.
Best friend pulls down $30,000 a month and you're like, fuck job.
So
who wants to work hard?
So
I do work hard.
I mean, I like working hard.
Barnum, you do not work hard.
No. You missed the joke.
You missed the joke, Mom. Calm down.
So actually, this is my shit show.
This is exactly what the fuck
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, this is my traveling shit show. Yeah.
I bet it's fun on the road, though.
Define fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
that's just admin.
We'll start off with some good shit. We're all drinking, having a good time. This is just going to be fucking fun, talk about whatever. Who's got the biggest following, first off, here on TikTok?
The shortest.
Take
one. I mean,
a fucking guess.
I'll give you two.
Let's all suck Bar Nunn's dick for a minute. 1.8?
Yeah, going on 1.9.
Okay, so before we get started, before we, with this, the reason I asked that is, every time somebody comes in here, we like to give to a charity that they're associated with. So I got a gamble to make with you guys. You guys look like you fucking mess with each other a lot on the fucking road.
I don't know where you get that from.
Oh, no, y'all don't fuck with each other at all. All right, so I got $500 for whatever charity that y'all work with. We work with Mission 22 here. Mission 22 is a group that is a veteran.
We know who they are.
Okay, cool. Yeah. They're coming in here Saturday. So
can I come back Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely. They're fucking awesome. I love the guys on Mission 22. Whoever in here, make a TikTok or whatever when we get done, all that shit. Whichever one of y'all gets the most comments saying they subscribe to the podcast, I'll give $500 to your charity.
You know I'm going to lose this just out of pettiness from TikTok, right? So Mission 20, yeah, dude, I'm all about that. 100%. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a way for us to get our name out there with a podcast. By the way, thank y'all for making us in the top 100 right now on Apple. And I got a feeling with y'all being here, going to get a good episode. That's a lot of downloads.
You give us too much credit.
I
do have to drop one more. It's Full Bar on OnlyFans. But anyway, go ahead.
That's your OnlyFans is full bar?
Yeah, we know.
I was Shadow
just
call.
With Mission 22 about 3 weeks ago and did the push-up. You know, you got to do the
push-ups. We hold every Wednesday here a suicide prevention meeting for people, and we don't record it or nothing. We just have folks come in. They helped us get started with that. So if anybody we always talk about is on the show, we're not going to get deep or anything. We're just going to have a fucking good time tonight. But if you are going through that shit, y'all can reach out to us. Come by the studio on Wednesday night. Sit down and talk. We have a therapist and stuff that comes in. But now let's have some fun and talk some shit. What made y'all get started into this tour? That's probably like the big thing that I think that folks gonna know, because everybody loves y'all on fucking TikTok, obviously. Y'all doing something fucking right.
Almost everybody.
Who don't they like in here?
Oh, they love all of us in their own ways.
I mean, they love, except TikTok. They fucking hate it.
Oh yeah, TikTok.
TikTok hates every goddamn
thing. Oh, I mean, they especially hate me. I've had two accounts.
Yeah, that's why you need a programmer to make your algorithm instead of somebody with a liberal arts degree.
But that's fair.
Life would be a lot easier for us.
Because like one video, you could say fuck and that's fine, and then the next video, you say fuck and it's like I'm banning your entire account because of it, and that's so fucking stupid. The way their algorithm works is.
I figured out a trick behind that though.
What's that?
Don't say fuck.
No, you can say fuck all you want. I literally just, mine's all dick jokes. But no, you put a song behind it that has the same word in it. You put a song behind it like if, like wet ass pussy. If you're going to say something about dick or something like that, you put wet ass pussy behind it. And they cannot delete it because they're putting that content out.
That's fair. I may have to try that.
I'm a smart motherfucker. I don't look smart. I'm extremely smart.
One of those things is true. I'll let you decide which one.
So what made the fucking tour start? What made y'all decide to get in a tour bus, all you guys, and just go fucking ham?
Honest to God, what made the fucking tour start?
We met in Rock City.
I was going to say, I met her, and I toured Rock City. We had a business meeting. It just kind of went from there. I let her know, what it was that we did, that we had done one show before. And we sold out two shows back to back, you know, with barely any fucking help whatsoever. And it just kind of went from there. And then I met her and she was like, well, I do cruises. And I'm like, well, I get seasick. Fuck you. And then we decided we're just going to do other shit. I was like, we're just going to do other shit. And it just kind of went from there. So I called Jake and Ty, two of my best friends in the world. And I was like, hey, y'all want to go do stupid shit and have people watch us do it? And both of them were like, fuck yeah, I'm down. I got nothing else to do. And that's kind of how the whole tour thing started, was just based off of that, really.
Sort of.
I mean, there's more to it. Fuck
I mean,
it. You're
Daphne
at the table.
Made it
elaborate.
Possible, but here, elaborate, Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to get into the boring statistics, but that's pretty much the
and
gist
you,
of
you,
it.
I would imagine if I was in your shoes, I saw a bunch of guys with a huge fucking following on TikTok. And it's like, you know what? I can make some money off these motherfuckers.
Actually, that is yet
for
me to. I'm joking.
Yeah, I was gonna say, no, if it's not money driven, I don't know why you're doing it.
No, it. Me either. God, no. It is. It is about. Of course, you know, money makes the world go round. I mean, let's just be real.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But we also set out in this, and our goal in this, at the end of the day, too, is to just bring a bunch of people together. And I mean,
well, in the time we live in with COVID and all this bullshit,
it
people need this.
People do need this. And to see, you know, different politics, different religions, different everything come together in a room and just laugh at these guys is
well, like, we were
cool.
We went and saw y'all Friday night. I got there a little late because I was drunk at the restaurant across the street.
Yeah, I forgot.
But when y'all got there, did y'all put on a show? It was cool. I mean, it was cool. Y'all was having a good time, and fucking people want that right now more than anything.
People do want that because they're tired of sitting behind closed doors and.
Speaking of good times, we've got a show, me and you, February the 19th with Creed Fisher at Crazy Bull.
Yep.
Just plugging that a little fucking bit. I can't
Creed's
wait.
Creed's a good dude. Yeah, he is a good dude.
Hashtag shameless plug.
Yeah. Oh, no, I promise you, if I can put my fucking name in something, I'm putting it in something.
Hey, hashtag 180 talent. That's my man, though. Creed's a good dude. I think Brian over there and Creed are going to do some music together here soon. So they're both from Texas. So
nice. Yeah. That's what we plan on doing the rest of this year when COVID just quits being a dick and they finally just let it disappear. I want to book this thing. It was supposed to happen last year. We was going to call it Red Clay Meets Red Dirt. And I was going to book nothing but Texas artists over here. And then I was going to have folks probably like y'all to come in front and promote the event and everything, because right now the shit that y'all do, man, y'all are fucking in better position to make a whole lot of fucking money than a whole lot of advertising agencies.
Oh, COVID, yeah, the year 2020, a lot of people suffered, and it's the best year I've ever had in my life.
Me too.
I mean, without COVID, really? I don't mean any disrespect to anybody here, but for us, like, without COVID, I don't know if we would be popular. Everybody was on the app.
Yeah, you couldn't get away from it. Everybody's stuck at home.
Everybody was stuck home watching it. They're not having
concerts.
So
even my garbage-ass content, people were clicking that follow button. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you had nothing else to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, so did I.
And then you find out who's fucking funny, though.
Yeah, I mean, it worked out great for us.
That's what I like. You guys aren't not funny. When y'all got off stage the other night, I don't know if y'all been around. Lenny, you do country rap, right?
Yeah.
All right, so... You have been around guys that the second they walk off fucking stage, they're not what they are on stage.
Right.
Like, you know, like, I'm not calling nobody fucking names.
I'm about to say, I ain't gonna call nobody out. Yeah. I've definitely seen
more. Okay, so, like, when you guys got off stage the other night, you were still fucking funny.
Yeah.
It ain't like you were just putting on a show. You were being yourselves, and that's what has made y'all successful up to this fucking point. And that's what I think, like, y'all's tour and everything. How many more dates do y'all got?
Oh shit! There's we just got a bunch
of
put on
the rest of the
there.
Fucking year. We just got started on this.
Oh yeah, when you let bars find out what you're doing, especially when it comes back open, you guys are hitting home runs.
I mean, they're already selling out like 200 cap venues,
and it's
right
only
now.
Gonna
we gotta
get better.
Like, pretty much get a bigger.
Yeah, I was gonna say, sky's the fucking limit from here.
At this point, like, our show's kind of trash, but we're making it better.
I was gonna say, we make it work though.
But you're doing something unique though. It's a comedy show. You throw some music into the shit and everything. Y'all pulling out the guitar the other night was my favorite part of it. You guys were funny. Don't get me wrong, but
did you see them dance?
I missed the dancing.
Oh, you missed the best part of the fucking show.
No. I saw y'all doing some Backstreet Boys shit on Instagram the night before. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to drink at this bar across the street until I think that that's over with. But the women fucking loved it.
They ate it up.
My opinion don't fucking matter. You know, I mean, the women fucking dug it. And that's all that mattered. And when people figure out how good this is, like, and it's different.
Oh, I've seen videos attacked where these blue check marks are like, so when COVID's up, you know, what if a couple of us creators got together and started touring?
So fucking original.
Right, like, come on now.
Gee, I never would have thought to do that.
That's one thing that I'm wanting to do coming up is in the rest of this year and going forward is I'm fixing to start trying to put people together, like, let's just say Creed. I got some people that I want Creed to play shows with. And when you get everybody together, creativity drives creativity. So I can only imagine what y'all fucking guys on a bus, what ideas and shit y'all are coming up with.
Alcoholism.
God damn.
I was fixing to say alcoholism and good music and dumb shit.
Sometimes it's definitely an overload of the shit that you want to sit down and write.
It's basically Jackass, but we don't go to the hospital very often.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, probably two of us should.
That's only because Ty really doesn't have insurance.
Yeah, Ty doesn't have insurance, but other than that.
We pretty much duct tape Ty up and
yeah, that's about
full
it.
Full send.
Roughneck.
We got to do it. You know, full send.
Where are all of y'all from?
I'm from Alabama.
But
that makes
don't,
sense.
Don't get it twisted, okay? Not the fucking my sister.
What? All right, so hold on.
Don't throw
what
a line. Fucking, we'll get a lot I'm of real happy for their
what fucking part of Alabama isn't the cousin fucking part of Alabama?
Alabama.
Just your town?
Alabama.
Just your town?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great stereotype, honestly, but like I don't know.
Are you anywhere close to Dothan?
No, that's about 4 hours from me, okay. Honestly.
Okay. The coolest motherfucker I've ever met in my life owned a bar in Dothan. His name was Jeff Golden. He would do costume changes between every song. When I say coolest motherfucker, it's complete sarcasm. This dude didn't make it in country music, so he bought his own bar. He wouldn't let nobody else play there. He played there Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Only reason we know is we went down for a Toad Lick music festival they used to have there, and we stayed there like 3 days. Every night we went, it was the same show. This dude, this is how fucked up Alabama is, and you'll know this better than anybody. The dude would do blackface.
Oh,
yeah, well, that's
the
not
the dude would do black,
say.
But no, he'd go overboard with it. Like, he would do Ray Charles, but he would get somebody to grab him by the arm and lead him to the piano and sit him like full blown
oh,
with it.
Oh, god damn,
bruh.
Worst part about it, fucking amazing. Oh, no, he would do that. He would do Prince, he would do Hank Williams Jr., he would change in between. It's completely tacky.
Okay, so I'm not from that part of Alabama. Like, I'm from the part of Alabama where, like, I've never looked at my sister because that's my brother's girlfriend
and
under the bro code.
You must be an Auburn fan then.
Oh, fuck no. God damn it, no.
Are you fucking Bama
fan? Have you ever watched Alabama play football?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? You don't like it.
They made Tim
but you
Tebow
can't find
cry.
An
they
argument.
Can go fuck
say,
no, no, they're great.
It's
no,
hard to find the argument.
No,
there.
There's not. Oh, I hate y'all because you goddamn win all the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not that fucking Nick Saban from for president Alabama fan, but I do root for Bama. But here's the thing. If Bama's not playing Auburn, I'll root for Auburn because it's still in Alabama. I'm just for my state is
don't
all
let
it
him
is.
Lie to you. He's just an exotic as Joe.
Yeah, hold
he's
on. Now this man
that.
Hasn't seen fair. A football game since 2010.
He's all about that LSU. He
knows. LSU who?
Well, what is like? Y'all got the fucking. Before we get on to Morgan Wallen shit, because that's the biggest goddamn thing. I'm trying to hold off on it because I feel like that's going to be a really good portion of this. What is some stuff as far as like some places y'all are going, some things y'all are working on? Are y'all constantly working on bits and shit on the bus to improve your show? I mean, what's some of the things that y'all are doing to make sure y'all put on the best fucking show
so
possible?
So basically, if we're on the bus and we're practicing, it just consists of taking shots of Jack Daniels and sleeping a lot, and then we wake up and go to the show. And I wish I was lying, but there's literally no practice in between this.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, so Ty, we'll let you tell them about the video or the Airbnb. Actually, we should probably let Jake tell
which
them.
Which one?
The one Jake fucked up the staircase on that I paid.
The one where we cost you $600?
Hold on, Jake. Not signed with the same agent.
I mean, we're blaming.
Here we go.
I mean, listen, might as well.
Everybody here is signed by the same person, and I went, nah, I'm making my own money.
And
I don't blame you.
Jake,
I don't knock that shit. That's
no, Jake,
look, I don't knock that shit at all, bro.
Why are you on this tour?
Uh-huh.
Don't you say Tane?
Because Tane asked
no,
me.
Because the merch
tour?
Link
no.
is in the bio and because
no.
I asked him to as
you're
my
on
friend.
This tour because I'm allowing you,
you
to be on this tour.
You don't
want to
get deep about it. You don't want to get deep about it, I promise.
Fuck that. I want to get deep about it.
Oh.
No. There's some there's some fucking
the
sexual
plot.
Tension going on right here.
Oh!
Oh, no. Oh, no. I see the look. I see
very
the...
happily married.
Oh, but... well. Are you Daphne?
She's married.
Hey, terrible timing.
Oh, god damn. Okay, here we go.
And I'm from West Virginia. And we're thinking about doing a show there at some point. I'm pretty excited about it.
Jake, you're from
West
where?
By God, Virginia.
I live in Colorado right now.
See, there's always a reason why I ask shit not to talk about before the show starts.
Look at him. He got so excited about it.
Oh, no. I thought we was going to get some good shit. And then all of a sudden, it's like, no, let's shut the fuck up.
Like,
no, that's fine.
Terry,
I hate that goddamn saying because my last name's Terry, and as soon as that shit came out, every fucking meme on the plane,
tagged
I got tagged
in
that
yep.
god.
When is this coming out?
In tomorrow.
I'm here for in tomorrow.
So like midnight.
In tomorrow.
I'm gonna write Brian. We need to write a
I
song
think
called in tomorrow.
I think she's asking to cut that portion of the podcast out.
Oh no, we can edit it. It just depends on how drunk I am when I get done, if I edit it or not.
That's fair.
It's fair.
No, I love this group of people. Don't let me lie to you. However, I do bring a certain level of alcoholism that everybody's adopted, and I appreciate all
we're
that.
Here for that. My liver can't fucking stand you, but I as a person love you.
Yeah, listen, we both fucked her, so it's like
that's
she
fair.
Liked you more.
Who?
His mom.
Oh. My mom.
Hey, speaking of.
You did say he's from Alabama.
Speaking I was fixing to say.
Oh, no, I have purposely all day today with everything done left Morgan Wallen on in the background because I want somebody to fucking get sensitive about it.
I love this song.
I want somebody to get sensitive about it because it's not even African Americans getting sensitive about it.
Hey,
it's overpaid, overeducated white kids that think it's fucking cool. Oh, he said the N word. Everybody, well, I'm not gonna speak for anybody when I say this besides myself because I'm not getting canceled. I'm not. It's my goddamn show. Ain't nobody fire me from my own goddamn show. But
And that's on independence, bitch.
I have said every time a rap song or whatever's came on, I've always said I don't ever stop myself from saying that word. I don't ever add the hard ER on it now. I say the A, and I've had several conversations with my buddies that we're bullshitting back and forth. Somebody's going to say it. There's no hard ER. Morgan Wallen was drunk. He was having a good time. I don't know. Y'all might be different than me, but if I was in that man's shoes, I'd be having a fucking time of my life. And he didn't say that to hurt nobody's feelings. He was saying that to his boys in CMA or CMT and all that shit that want to cancel him. They're going to fucking regret the shit out of it.
Honest to God, don't think he said it as a derogatory statement.
Wait, here we go. So, like, I just want to say if Morgan Wallen is listening to this right now, Dirtified Records will take you, bud, so hit me up.
And if they don't, Raising Grace Studios, we'll find something. We got a mop and a bucket. We'll put your ass to work over here. I did that because of WAP. You can talk about wet-ass pussy, but you can't say that shit. I mean, it's a fucking hypocrite. I mean, the media is so hypocritical.
90% of social media is nothing but hypocrisy if you stop and think about it. They push what they want to push, and they silence everything else that they don't want heard. I mean, that's how it works.
Well, it's everybody now in this cancel culture age you live in. They want to say what they want to say, but the second you go against them, they want to take your shit completely down, whatever. They want to make you look stupid or whatever. But it's just difference of opinions. I don't understand why people get so upset about difference of opinion. I might not agree with a single person in here on anything, but as long as you respect me, I'm going to respect you back. Why the fuck do we got to have the same opinion?
We come from two different, you know what
I mean? Am I the only one from Georgia in here? You're West Virginia, Alabama.
Colorado.
Yeah, why the fuck we all got to think a lot? I don't remember reading that anywhere growing up that I had to have the same opinion as y'all.
Fuck nope. No.
But you know what? Also, you got it's the age of liberals.
That's
it. It'd be a rather boring fucking place if everybody had the same opinion about everything.
You have. It's not even like. I mean, the age of liberals is one thing for sure, but like it's the age of the internet, man. Like, everybody gets an opinion. Everybody gets to blast it to the world, and all you got to do is hit the right algorithm at the right time, and somebody's opinion speaks louder than everybody else's.
Is that a boy?
So I mean, the whole Morgan Wallen thing. I mean, at the end of the day, I think even he knew what was going to happen after the fact.
I think he wants to beat the fuck out of his neighbors, though.
I was about to say, wasn't that like a doorbell?
Oh, that'd be like my number one go-to right there. At the
end
of the day, he made.
I don't know who that was.
He said a word, but he didn't say it in a derogatory
term. That's it.
Yeah, he didn't say it in a derogatory term. And at the end of the day, I do not feel like that man should be stripped of his accomplishments over what he said.
You know what, though? I think that he's going to be happy it happened. I think
it's
going to
open up so much more stuff now.
I think that he's a young man, and I think that now he's like, you know what? This might be a blessing. I'm going to get out from under this record label, and I can do my own fucking thing. People are going to buy your shit.
Well, yeah, no matter what, they're going to buy his shit. At the end of the day, I think he has a lot of demons that he needs to address, but other than that, I don't think he meant anything by it. I really don't, and it's not worth stripping that man of everything
that
he's got.
All at once like that.
I mean, it's like we talked about.
Who wouldn't
about
act
earlier.
That way?
It's like we talked about earlier.
I know I would.
30 of the fucking top 100 country songs right now are Morgan fucking Wallen. Like, you can't take that from that.
Yeah, but
man.
It doesn't matter how drunk I get, I'm not dropping N-bombs, personally.
Well, that's true, but you can't shit on the man's talent. You can't strip him
absolutely
of his accomplishments
not.
Because
absolutely.
Of
no, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, but all right.
He made a mistake. This is what, his 12th apology this year?
How old is he?
At this point, just keep writing. He's like 27, 28 years old. He's still a young kid.
I'm 33. And
I'm 33.
And I still fucked up. I still fuck up and say shit I'm not supposed to. I don't know why it's that big of a deal. If it wasn't for social media, it wouldn't be.
My personal opinion is...
Can't learn if you don't make mistakes.
I've opened up for a lot of artists and stuff like that, and I used to think that they were dicks for not coming off the bus.
But this is the reason why people don't come out. This is why people don't come out and mingle with people, because everybody's got a
camera. They can just take a little clip, cut it, and make it sound like you said something.
Exactly. Like, they can turn anything into anything at this point nowadays.
Well, all right, but the reason why it fucking irritates me is because I'm all about outlaw country. Yeah. I like outlaw fucking shit. You're telling me that George Jones, Conway, Hank, Waylon, you don't think they said worse than that?
You think David Allen Coe?
The X-rated album.
Yeah, up next, David Allen Coe.
Yeah. And you know what? None of them gave a fuck. It's the society. Morgan Wallen, instead of apologizing, you know what he needs to say? He needs to say, look, I got drunk. I said some shit. I didn't mean it in a bad way. If you don't like it, don't fucking listen to me.
Well, I'm pretty sure he released a statement about the whole thing saying that he was sorry. He shouldn't have said it. He was absolutely intoxicated.
But for them to strip him of everything is just, I feel like
I don't believe that's right. Because, I mean, the man could have said anything. But at the end of the day, you cannot say that that man is not fucking talented.
Absolutely not.
And you can't take that from him. I mean, I get it. You know, he apologized. He said something that he should not have said. But at the end of the day, again, you can't strip him of his accomplishments because of that.
I mean, they took it. I agree with you 100%, Josh. They took it too far. I mean, like, they took it way too far by just all of a sudden, you know, oh, my God, I can't believe he said that. Well, you tell me that you don't say shit behind closed doors.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, he wasn't on stage. He made a mistake.
He wasn't doing a press conference. He went on fucking radio. He was drunk in his own yard, and the young man is rich in Nashville, slanging dick everywhere he goes, getting drunk. Wait, y'all remember Johnny Manziel? Yeah. Johnny Manziel, quarterback, comes into the NFL. He gets all this money. He gets all these women coming around him. Money does something to you. If you've never had money before and you get to go out and you get to have a good time, you're going out like a jackass.
Yeah.
Right. I don't give a fuck who you are.
But if you disrespect the flag, you can blow up.
Boy, you fucking said it. There's so many people now, like, he fucked up, it's whatever, but then we reward people being disrespectful to our country, our military, our serviceman, our fucking police officers. Man, fuck them.
That's right. I totally agree with that.
That's why I'm so glad, once again, shameless plug, Creed Fisher, February 19th, the Crazy Bull. Creed don't give a fuck.
He don't give a fuck. I was just talking to him a few months ago.
You know that we have to work him into coming in here.
We can do that. I'll make sure he's listening to this tomorrow.
Make sure, because I'm telling you, that dude is fucking, the shit that he says and the shit that he puts out is more what this fucking country needs right now.
Well, we can get him in here, because he really is a good dude.
Good. I didn't know how early or how late y'all was going to get. I was going to take y'all to go blow some shit up with some Tannerite. And,
too late?
No, I ain't got shit to do. I'll get fucked up tonight.
I bet.
I just want y'all to know, y'all ain't from Georgia. If y'all get fucked up with me, y'all going to get fucked up. I'm not the guy you fucking socially drink with.
Let me introduce you to Bar None real quick.
He
drinks like everybody in the world has heard of him.
Where's that bottle of liquor? Bring them over here. They think they can drink with me.
I never said that.
No, he didn't. Ty didn't.
I did not say that.
Ty didn't.
Ty's the biggest one.
Yeah, and the Buffalo Trace too. I am white trash. There will never be another bourbon or whiskey better than Jim Beam. But no.
The drunkest I've ever been in my life was off of Jim Beam.
You're from Colorado, though, right?
I'm from Arkansas.
Arkansas.
I live in Colorado.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm from Georgia. Jim Beam and Coke.
Yes. Can't beat that.
The sickest I've ever been in my life drunk was off of Jim Beam.
So. Oh, Hank Jr., man.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, where are y'all going soon? Like, what's your next stop?
Our next stop is tomorrow in Fernandina Beach at Sadler Ranch.
Ooh, I like Fernandina. Yeah. Fernandina is a fucking good time. Tell folks a little bit about your show.
Hey, listen, a big part of it is DJ Pop. Yeah. And the passion over preference. I'm going to tell you what, if he wasn't there back there doing the stuff he does for us, wouldn't be possible.
Literally one of my favorite merch lines on this tour is DJ Pop, passion over preference.
DJ Pop.
Yeah, good. Jump on it.
Tell them about your brand, Pop.
Brand's passion over preference. Always chase your passion. Fuck your pension. At the end of the day, nobody's going to give a fuck about you but yourself. So do what you want to do and never give up. Always move forward.
I'll drink to that, Pop.
Fuck yeah, dude. I don't know if any of y'all listen to Eric Church. I'm a huge fucking Eric Church guy.
Well, I put the aviators on.
Oh, yeah. I look stupid as fucking aviators. I wish I could goddamn wear aviators. In one of his new songs, he's got, I was too busy chasing dreams and lightning while you were chasing money. And I'm telling you, I like money just like fucking everybody else at the table. But y'all going out doing what y'all fucking like doing right now, that's got to feel so much better than having to go to a 9-to-5.
I was a roughneck for 13 years. Like, I've done everything in the oil field. And whenever he asked me to do some stuff and like giving it, well, we had a hot shot business and we lost it because of COVID. But then he had talked to me. They say you never work a day in your life, you know, if you do something you love.
Long
I'll tell you what.
Something you love.
I'm gonna tell you what. Like this is the best. How can you not like best friends?
Yeah,
man.
No
like,
shit. It's literally
brother.
Just all of us hanging out, having a good time every day, and we get paid for it. Or it's like Bar None says to everybody that talks shit to us, "Have fun at work tomorrow,
yeah,
bitch."
I mean, say what you want, and in the end, I'm telling you, we're gonna have the last laugh.
My ass is gonna wake up in the morning, and I will have made more money than you will at work if you're gonna be a dick.
Literally,
about
I'm gonna wake up. I'm gonna wake up at noon in my underwear, record a video, and go back to sleep. Fuck yeah. You for talking shit.
Go for
God,
it.
God, I wish I fucking would have invested in TikTok like fucking 3 or 4 years ago.
It's not too late. I'm telling you, it's not too late. Bitcoin. It takes one fucking video, man. That's it.
No, I literally just, when I got fired from radio and I moved here and I started this shit, I hired like these four girls right off the bat. And I was like, look, I got this idea. I don't think I can do TikTok because I didn't want to do TikTok. I just didn't know anything about it. I thought it was different than what it is. And I hired these girls, and I was like, look, I want creative people. I want you to make videos about what we're doing, promoting all this shit and everything. And then I realized they were dumbasses. I realized how stupid they were real quick. Very nice to look at. Extremely nice. I shouldn't have went off of, like, cleavage and ass size as a hiring thing. But in my defense, though, it was in their contract when they signed it. They couldn't sue me for sexual harassment. So, you know, I hired them for a reason. And then I just decided, you know what, like November the 10th, I was like, I'm just going to try TikTok.
That's that beauty privilege.
Yeah. And right off the bat, like, it just went wild. And I understand why you guys do it. I fucking dig it. Now, I get obsessed with it. Scrolling through, looking at fucking helpless video or hours and hours of videos that fucking are just nothing, but they're just funny and they're entertaining. And you guys... I looked at your shit before you got here. Not gonna lie, I didn't really know. I've seen some of you. Anything that's associated with music, I listen to because I write. And with my friends, I'm not very good. But, like, and then one thing we're gonna do at the studio, we're building a recording studio in the back eventually to where we can promote you up here, then back there I can record you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, I'm smart as fuck. But. Like, you guys are just as creative. I don't know if y'all do anything with music or whatever. I know Lenny does. But,
Actually, you
weren't there.
You did. Wrote a song.
Are you talking about GFC?
Yeah.
I was there.
Were you there?
Wrote like a GFC anthem for everybody the other night at an Airbnb, drunk as fuck at 3 in the morning. It was beautiful.
That's when the best fucking music is wrote.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, because mom puts us up in this trap house in the middle of the ghetto.
It was not a trap house.
Straight up trap house.
Hey, what about a house houses. In Nashville, though?
Nashville, you couldn't get Uber Eats past.
That's because you ruined three-story houses in Nashville on my credit card.
What she means by nice three-story houses in Nashville on her credit card is we couldn't even get Uber Eats to deliver fucking food to where we were.
Where the fuck were you at in Nashville?
I don't know, but the Uber Eats, we called them to bring us food. They're like, we don't deliver there at night. And then the next one, we don't deliver there, period. Like, goddamn, bro, where do you have us right now?
Great, but that's great steps, though.
Great steps. We destroyed
it. Oh, I had great steps.
She blamed me for every mark on those stairs. I had two scuffs. We
what the fuck did
stairs.
Y'all do on the stairs?
Okay.
We
took the lid of a dumpster and set it at the top of the steps and slid the fuck down those steps. What we didn't realize is every time we went down those steps, our boots were running fucking black marks.
No, it was the trash can hitting the side.
Oh, was it the trash can?
I promise you.
And then at the bottom of the staircase, we knocked a hole in it. And there's one video that shows where that happened. It's like Bar Nunn's ankle twisted every fucking way but the right way, and it knocked a hole in the wall.
All right, I got to see this shit.
If the homeowner's listening, we're not sorry.
I would fucking be scared of that.
Passion over preference,
bitch.
Yeah, our passion was sliding down that staircase. Fuck your preference.
I could so blackmail them at any given time.
Yo, you can't blackmail somebody. Yo, you can't feel shame if you're dead inside.
Don't lean back.
You also can't blackmail us since we posted the video first. Like, we don't give a fuck.
Oh, fuck.
I have outtakes.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck. We posted it first.
We got some good ones.
I don't even know which one this is.
They call that clout chase. Some people call it blackmail.
Oh, you're trying to surf down the fucking stairs.
Oh, not trying. We succeeded as fuck, bro.
Is that Ty's where he fucking
Oh, no, this is definitely fucking safe.
Bro, watch my face.
Why the fuck? Of all the things you could have been doing in the house at the time.
In my defense, I told him not to lean back.
Yo, look.
Oh, shit, you're finna bust your ass.
I straight over the topped it. I turned that hat around.
Wait, no,
there's also a beautiful video to my left over here where we put a shock collar on Ty.
Oh, you had to get
ass.
A bad review on Airbnb.
Oh, they were highly upset.
Oh, God,
like,
God,
we rolled like $600 later, they told us not to come back, basically.
Damn.
That's how we
tell me one rock star that stayed somewhere that didn't fuck something up at some point.
Hell, that's what you have to do. I'm not, if you're a fucking rock star, you there.
Yeah, I mean, you have to fit the image.
The first night there, Ty breaks his foot.
Yeah, Ty broke his foot the first day.
This is Jake coming
down. Oh, no, it's fine. We have all night.
We didn't throw a TV out the window. We just fucked up the wall. Not yet. Baby steps. Baby steps.
Hey, this show is notorious for taking piss breaks. Anybody else got to piss?
Yeah, I'm here for it.
Hey, so we're back from piss break. It took a little bit longer than I thought it was going to. And while we was dicking around, these guys are musicians. They got some musical talent. And somebody grabbed a fucking guitar. And now we get to hear, what is this? They told me to be worried about it. But
it's
think...
Morgan Wallen's latest single.
Oh!
Play it one time, Brian.
Mine. Just kidding.
That was Ty Garcia. Ty Garcia.
Yeah, but now I'm dodging black folks in my shot up Silverado.
We gonna need you to hold the fuck up.
You wanted this problem.
No. I just wanted back the fuck up from the microphone. No. You go right ahead, Co. No, you're good.
Oh, that's
you're
all
good.
We wrote.
No,
that's all we wrote.
And
there was more.
It was good enough for 800,000 views.
Yeah, I was excited.
No.
By the way, if you're listening to this podcast and you're the asshole that used that song and went viral, you're welcome, and I love you. Thank you.
Yes, that's straight from the Grand Wizard himself.
Hey, Larry.
No, do you want to play the rest of it?
Yeah,
who gives a?
That's
it.
You know how people get mad when you text back K every time that happens with Tane? It's KKK.
Oh, this guy.
Ouch.
Oh, that's how you know he's mad.
Oh, damn. He's big.
let's not pin me for that.
Right?
No. I'm fucking sisters and my mother.
Roll Tide.
Right. We've won so many championships.
Don't forget my sisters and my brothers.
I'm too old for Morgan Wallen to kiss me.
Bullshit. God damn. I'll kiss him right
on
the
lips. Jared from Subway wouldn't touch you either.
I am too old
he's
for him, too.
He's got that gift that keeps on giving.
I don't know how we just rolled back to a pedophile joke, but fuck it. Let's roll with it. I don't even know where to fucking go. I thought we was going to hear a song. But you actually had – y'all other day at Crazy Bull, y'all played some of your own stuff there, right?
He's got a new single.
Yeah, so how about if you don't care, just, these mics are hot. They're good. So you don't have to go super deep into – you don't have to deep throat that motherfucker.
Way too much.
Did you notice that he didn't gag, though?
I think he can do it. I swear to God,
if I hear this road, I'm on one more fucking
time. Well, I tell you what, Jake, since you've heard it so much and you know the song, you sing it. Brian's going to play it. All right, go for it.
This
Brian's
road
gonna,
I'm on.
Brian's
this road
play
I don't
want
to be on.
This road I'm on.
And
you can
share
this
with
me. There you go. All right, Jake Barr, bar none himself, is fixing to sing This Road I'm On.
There you go, there you go.
My single comes out February 11th under the name.
Never
mind. Evidently, it's already
y'all
out in Canada.
This
hey, let's
my
talk you more
it tagged in it.
Singy. Let's talk you more singy.
Right, Jake, he's about to play.
Oh, is Jake really
going to
sing?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, fuck yes, you are. You're talking all that shit singing.
All right.
All right, let's go. Hold on. I'll tell you when to come in. That way
all
you know.
You ready?
You don't ever tell me when to come in.
I like this guy.
Right here, Jake.
Me and you can
this
be friends.
This road I'm on.
I don't want to be on it.
I'm fucking my mother.
That's fair.
Don't forget your brother.
My sister's mom, my dad, his brother, and all I do is talk shit. Fuck you.
You wrote that one for Dan and Shay, didn't you?
It's a beautiful love
no,
story.
No, I don't listen sounds, to bad country music. Fucking
you forgot the like most it. Important part.
What, what's that?
Merch link in bio.
Oh, merch links in bio.
Beautiful love story. Beautiful.
All right, you got it.
All right, well, here, if you want to play it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
His brother's a homo.
Yeah.
This is This Road I'm On. It is by myself, Tanny Lyric. It will be out on all streaming platforms February the 11th. And I promise you, the studio version sounds way better than what I'm about to do.
Bullshit, it's on Spotify
this
right now.
This road I'm on, well, it's been a rough one. Well, I've been up, and I've been down, and I've been lonesome. This road I'm on, well, it's ever winding. With every right, there's a wrong, and I'm reminded that every struggle I go through is one more song. Down this road I'm on. Well, sometimes I feel I can't go on. Just wanna turn around and come to you back home. With every passing mile, there's a memory. It's been so long. Down this road I'm on.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, way
I'm
too many.
It's better than anything Luke Bryan's fucking put out in a while.
That's fair. I don't know. I
no,
like
good.
I like his new song.
He has a new song?
Yes. What is the name?
I don't fucking listen to Luke Bryan.
Bullshit. He just
build,
likes his jeans.
Build Me a Daddy is Luke Bryan's.
Oh, no.
That's
is,
a,
you
cannot
fucking
take that from that, man. That song
no,
is
no,
beautiful.
No.
Fuck
he
skin-
can only hit the high notes because his jeans are so good.
Fuck the
tight.
Skinny jeans and everything that he does in his personal time. That song is beautiful.
But did you ever hear Luke Bryan's first EP? The one where we wrote and trucks and all that shit on it.
I don't guess I have.
Luke Bryan, until he got to like the second or third fucking album, so fucking good.
We're good.
And then
good.
all of a sudden, a Nashville fucking money hit. And
well, yeah, but he's one jacked up truck away from being Florida Georgia Line. And I don't like his music, but I do like that one song, "Build Me a Daddy."
No, that's
it's
a very
beautiful.
You know, you're exactly right.
Yeah, it's
he's got several that are that whole first EP. If you've never heard, "We Rode in Trucks."
I don't.
Oh,
think
it's
I ever
a goddamn
have.
Jam.
Yeah, I've
yeah, no,
that.
It is. That's a good one. Is he's it? Got a couple good. He's got some bangers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shake it for me, girl. It was good.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. God damn. I hate Florida.
I guess
Georgia
you could
line.
Say currently Morgan Wallen's career is going up, down, up, down, up, down.
That was funny. That is an incredibly good point. No, that's a very good fucking punchline. It's always nice because I have to be the fucking funny one all the time. And I just feel like I can sit back and fucking chill and listen to y'all tell the stupid fucking jokes. And I don't have to do it.
Not even going to do it.
Play it if you want to.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All of us sitting here.
Just sing this song.
Don't be scared.
There's a lot of people fucking drinking and listening, doing drugs to us right
this
now.
This is when your song will sound the best.
Yeah.
Everybody is there.
It won't Everybody's sound any better than it will right now.
That's fair. Everybody's a fan right now.
That's on facts.
Well, the ringleaders hiding in the bushes and they ain't looking to be seen. Media's eating it all up, and they instigate the whole damn thing. You either red or blue, black or white, and there ain't no in between. But your tickets on sale to watch it all go to hell right there on your TV screen. Well, Tell me what happened to wanting peace and love. They got us all fighting now and we're taking off the gloves. No matter what side you're on, you know you're out for blood. Welcome to the divided states of America.
I ain't gonna lie to you. See, that's the kind of shit that if I was on dirt road right now, and that's all we fucking do around here is ride dirt roads, drink beer, talk shit. And that right here is when you play on it.
That's what's up. I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Like, you know, I spent...
Oh, you got three chords in the fucking truth on your arm, don't you?
Yeah, man.
You might be a cowboy.
Well, I don't know, man. Yeah, I truly just... I just write songs and I try to relate to my life as much as I can. And other people say that it relates to theirs, so that's all.
Well, I tell all the songwriters that come in here, we've done shows with folks in here that don't have a fan base, but they're fucking talented. They're good old boys and girls.
Oh, Brian Martin's too goddamn humble to ever admit that he has a real talent.
I never seen him and Lenny sat on the deck and wrote the first whole verse of a song in less than an hour, and I'm going to tell you what, it's going to be a banger. I've never seen somebody remember a song. He don't write nothing down.
Yeah, I'll fuck you right now, Brian Martin.
Every song he writes
is in his head.
We're
going to
give him a shameless plug. You need to let him know how, you know, he basically hit, what, two top 100 songs?
Yeah, within 2 weeks. I mean, his first
did?
Song.
He did? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Listen, yeah, it's joke. Almost like he's talented. It's crazy.
I thought you used the goddamn roadie.
What did they?
You're the show.
I actually made it to number 24 while Morgan Wallen had 50 in the number.
Boom! What did you have on the charts that you was a rider on?
Beauty and the Struggle. And More Than a Shine.
That's my favorite. Listen, More Than a Shine. He liked that.
I play his More Than a Shine. Just play, a little bit More Than a Shine.
Give me More Than a Shine. Come on now. Listen, you'll like this one.
All right. I ain't heard it. Surprise
me. Oh, you'll like this one. Bet, watch. Trust me.
Yeah, trust me.
This song right here is literally getting over 150,000 streams a week right now.
All
right,
let's do it.
Come on, don't
even. Come on,
you got the rubber snuffing.
Yo, don't
play.
I was gonna say, you put your dip in your lip, you good now.
Yeah.
Everybody got their eye on the prize, wants to know what it's like to be on top of the world. They think it's all money and fame, but it's just a game. It's more than denim and pearls, it's a real man's world, and I ain't lying. Grip tighter and you get a deep seat, turn out your feet, get your hooks in and let it go. Feel the power straight out the gate, but it ain't too late. Roll your hips on, get back in the flow. 8 seconds is a long damn time.
It's more than the shine in the bucket, broken hearts, busted knuckles. You know you gotta hustle, sifting through the rubble to find your show's on the line and you're running behind.
Come on.
It's more than the shine.
Sometimes you land on your feet or accept defeat. Pick yourself up, get back on again. Most nights you lie awake as your body aches, knowing you've lost more than you'll win. Please, God, just give me a sign. This life's been a hard go out on the road, chasing this damn rodeo. Woman love stays on my mind. Shine in the buckle, broken hearts, busted knuckles. You know you gotta hustle, sifting through the rubble to find your soul on the line. You're running behind, holding that shine, y'all. It's holding that shine.
That's banana, baby.
Oh my God, I ain't never had that one. Apple pie's my favorite.
Everybody got their eye on the prize, wants to know what it's like
to be on top of the world.
See, now you go on and hear some shit like that, and you ask yourself, it don't matter how many followers you have.
That's
why
it.
The fuck?
Well,
that's
the worst part about fucking Nashville. All of y'all saw here. That right here is better than fucking 90% of the shit that comes out of fucking Nashville.
That's real. That ain't no voice effects.
The first one that y'all sang got me hard. That one got me off.
Told you. I told you.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, right. We don't gotta take a break. We gotta go another one.
I'm telling you, man, the studio version of the other one sounds way better than
No. Well, it's so. First of all, you're out of your element right now, too. You're not in a fucking sound booth.
Brian Martin actually helped me write this road I'm on. We were in my truck on our way to Nashville.
And I was in the back seat.
That's real Georgia banana shine.
I've never had banana. Apple pie and West Virginia.
Everybody,
that smells amazing.
Everybody thinks apple pie is the best. You fucking drink banana shine.
Yeah, you never.
You just dropped banana the shine. Have you never opened a mason jar before?
Hey, that is fucking beautiful right there.
Yeah.
Wow, listen, that's smooth.
It was bad as it's made by a fucking old crackhead in a bathtub.
I don't even care.
I don't either. I don't give a shit.
As long as she soaks her big toes.
That shit will kill COVID, I promise.
I hate when you guys talk about my mom on pocket.
No, that, and like, see that right here. That's where I like, even when I worked in radio.
Oh, wait, what's that one then?
One of them's banana. What's the other one?
No.
This one here does not taste like banana.
That's like fruity.
One's got
fruity.
A B on top. Which one's got a B on top?
That's
this. That's banana. I don't know what the fuck
this is. Fucking delicious. Whatever
that right
it
there
is
fucked up.
Yeah.
Definitely try that. I don't know what that is, but
it'll kill you. Both of them will kill you.
Daphne, try that. If it's amazing.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah. Whether you got a UTI or a fucking chlamydia, that takes care of it.
Like, I've seen his pube in there, but I'm
hey,
down with
go
it.
Get the bottle off.
Here's the make it 22-21.
Go get the bottle off the fucking tour bus of that other shine.
Yeah, what some do y'all guys have? Brought some shine to us. It was Georgia shine. Dude, I drank it. It went down. I was like, bro, this is like water.
Yeah, Gorilla Nation actually brought us some.
Okay.
Like some homemade shine in a water bottle. It's Jake thinks it's water. I think it's fucking stout.
Well, you know, they said it was made to be drinkable, I guess.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, a lot of people fucking turn it up too high. And you can, anytime it really burns you is because they overcooked it.
I'm fine with that.
Oh, no, I don't want to
listen,
fucking...
when I drink, I want to feel like
which
I'm
one
hurt
you got,
like everybody
you know
in the
what?
World ever has.
I bet
right?
you don't drink the flavored shit.
Never.
I don't. Yeah, I fucking like you.
Never.
All my friends won't like Crown Apple and all this shit. I want to taste my whiskey.
That's why I tell this motherfucker right here, he drinks like nobody's ever heard him before, all right? I want to feel pain when I drink some alcohol.
God damn, I like you, son. I like the fuck out of you.
We had to talk about something that you said earlier.
What I say?
You're sitting there talking about how you're spending all this time on social media.
Yeah. What about?
I'm a big TikToker. I spend 5 minutes a day on TikTok.
Well, when you're fucking good. No, hold on. But you're good at it. I'm fucking horrible.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You're not going to learn
nothing. There's a complete goddamn difference.
No. You're not going to learn shit from Charli D'Amelio shaking her ass. No, you learn from your experiences. That's my TikTok, his TikTok. It's our experiences in life. Like, at the end of the day, fuck everybody.
Oh, no, that's all. Like, when I do post something like the other day, I fucking went to Wendy's. There was a transgender that served me my food. She got fucking mad at me. It got mad at me, whatever. And right when I left, I was like, look, I posted on TikTok, and a lot of people liked it. They thought it was funny. Well, not fucking to y'all's goddamn standards, but to my little fucking 70K. I fucking went on there and I was like, look, unless you're going to dress like your fucking pronoun, don't get mad at me when I get confused.
Listen, I'm
not. Like, I don't fucking know.
I don't know. Like, I got a lot of drag friends that I always call them guy whenever they're.
Right?
I don't know. I just love them. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
what pissed me off is I'm from the South. I called it darling. Like, I said darling to it, but that was out of respect. I didn't know it was goddamn transitioning. And so, like, I honestly, when the studio first opened and everybody was like, no, don't do it, I was going to put a male and female sign on that bathroom door, and I was going to put a Transformers logo on that door. I was going to put a fucking Transformers on it. And then, like, the other night when I fucking went off on this person, I was like, look, I don't know whether you want me to say ma'am or I want you to fucking
right, like,
me
don't...
to pledge my allegiance to fucking Megatron.
Listen.
I don't know what the fuck you want.
I just want you to be happy, but here's the thing. If I mistake you for the wrong one, right?
Yes.
Listen, you have every right to be like, hey, I'm this. And I'll be like, all right, dope,
yeah,
we're good
exactly.
from here.
Thank
but
you.
If you're going to shit on me from day one, like, bro, at the end of the day, I'm still a man. Like, if you want to fight about it, let's fight about it.
At the end of the day, every one of us promote happiness. So
yes.
Whatever it
That's
is that
it.
You're
I don't
doing
see color
makes
out,
you happy. And quite literally, DJ Pop's brand, passion over preference.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to be, fucking go be the best at that you
have,
can possibly be. But don't be a dick to me about it. Like,
see,
if
I have no problem
wrong.
In the world with whatever you want to do. As long as you don't disrespect me,
see that's the thing.
I don't care. Like your life don't affect me.
We get these videos and people are like disrespecting me the other day, but when we clap back, you should see it. They get so mad and butthurt.
We have
it's
one
like,
guy.
You want to throw? You know what I mean? Throw shame on us or throw hate.
Human being at the end of
So exactly. We had a guy that started ragging Ty's ass and said that he was not as important as me and Jake were on this tour.
I didn't need security.
So instead of Ty responding to that, I jumped on there and burned the shit out of this guy, and he had one video on his whole page. And this video.
Oh, y'all don't know the rule? If they don't even have their picture, you don't speak to them.
Well, he had one video.
Listen
to this.
He's got, check this out. He's got a nipple clamp.
This dude is every bit
of 350 plus, and he's just pulling a nipple fucking clamp. So I basically told him, if you haven't seen your dick in a month, you're not allowed to comment on shit, and that's how that works. Like, don't be that
nipple.
Asshole.
He just sits there. He told he's got two nipple rings. All he does in the video.
Here you go. There's the video.
That's the video?
That's the guy.
Yo, and what's he doing in the
he's
video?
He's Yang the whole
listen,
thing.
Listen, hold on, shut up.
Hold on.
Start that video over and listen. But he wanted to talk shit about Ty.
That's all he does. Yeah, bud. How about that?
That's democracy.
And he hashtags Kink Talk.
They need to fucking hashtag a goddamn restaurant right here.
Tell me where he has grounds
we don't
to tell Ty he's not important.
But you know why people do? Because they're fucking miserable with their own lives.
No, they want that little bit of clout.
That's
a little
why
bit of
they come after folks like y'all. It's because they're sitting in their basement looking like Jabba the Hutt jacking off the fucking Baywatch. And that's what they do. They're sitting there rubbing one out, and they're like, oh, Tainted Lyric, Ty, bar none. You know what? They're fucking happy. They're probably, some of y'all are married. I don't know who the fuck's married and who's not. Some of y'all slanging dick left and right across this country.
Everybody's
right
married except Ty. He's a man whore.
I would be, but let me tell you, fucking Ty.
Argue me, Ty. Fucking argue me.
That guy knows what cat Ty's getting. That right there is why
he's
jealous.
I tell him
it's
to set their bar higher.
Ty doesn't even know what cat he's getting half the time.
I tell him to set their
my
bar.
My fucking guy. Me and Ty, I don't know if y'all are staying around this area or not. I will get some Southern cornfed eating whores over this away. And you.
And we all said Ty didn't have talent.
Shit. No. Y'all talking to the wrong motherfucker here.
Ty said he didn't have talent. That's what his talent is.
Ty is the smallest dick south of the Mason-Dixon with the most talent.
It don't matter. At least that's what they tell me when they try to make me feel good about
myself. That's the thing about Ty.
They say the dick size don't matter.
I want to
Ty's
horn.
I fucking lied to them. I will not sit here
and toot Ty's horn, but I've never seen this motherfucker not with a 10 is the thing. To be Ty Garcia, he fucks nothing but 10s. Except Cocaine Barbie. I won't say her name, but I mean, there's that one.
First off, that bitch was probably the best time he's had. Just because of the fucking name that you said.
Hold on,
if her nickname is Cocaine Barbie, that bitch can suck a golf ball through a water hose. No, I'm
the crumb off
the
hitch.
Oh my God. The trashier the bitch, the better the sex. I don't care what you said. Everybody asks, why does men...
So you've been to AJ's in Oxford, Alabama, then, yeah?
I've been to a lot of AJ's in Oxford, Alabama.
Oh, Ty Garcia out here.
Holy shit.
No, nothing. I was just saying, obviously.
Nope.
Oh, none of it's okay.
Shut the fuck up right now.
Yeah. We don't talk about her whoring,
right? Thank you.
Just for the record, I'd like to state that my name's Tainted Lyric and I'm happily married and there's no whoring going on in my life.
I'd like to say my name's Josh Terry and I'm slamming ass.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, fuck that noise.
I'm not happily married.
Hey,
where did
that fruity moonshine go? Bring that back.
You're right.
Josh, get that shit. Oh,
Ty fucks 10s and nothing but 10s, but the reason why is because, you know, they all, you know, they've been given everything
their whole life.
So they just lay there like a dead fish, so Ty just does what he wants.
Bro, listen, you got 215 coming at you like a sewing machine. I'm going to brew something.
I know. You're right. Fucking. It don't matter, little dick or not. You a big old boy.
It's more than the shine, bro.
It's fucking.
It's more than the
did
shine.
Did you just hit him with "it's more than the shine" lyric as he's drinking the moonshine?
I did. As I'm handing him a mason jar full of moonshine.
None of this podcast is going to be legible, but it's going to be funny as fuck to the people that sit there and turn it up and down, up and down. Fuck it. Fucking Daphne with the goddamn joke.
Yeah.
The fucking promoter over here coming in with a fucking banger.
I think she's sobering up.
She has to be a certain kind of person to hang out with us all the time.
I remember it had to be you because I don't think it would have been Kelsey. When we were talking about like the show and everything and all that, and you had originally told me they had fucked some shit up. And I had said, hey, when y'all come to the studio, when y'all come to the studio, we'll get fucked up. And one of y'all said, like, no. You don't know how wild these motherfuckers are. And I'm like, I'm from Georgia. Definitely.
But here we are.
Like, and it's not this time in Georgia. I'm friends with some fuck ups. Like, my friends fuck up.
That's dangerous.
Hey, no, listen,
that ain't the banana. That's
let me smell it and I'll tell you
what
it is.
Apple pie.
No, that's not it. That's apple pie one.
That's apple pie. I'm sorry. Hands down, the apple pie is better.
I like bananas.
I love bananas.
I feel like Morgan Wallen's not a big fan of bananas.
You went full fucking racist with the monkey joke.
Sin.
Yo, you changed the subject.
Bar None just got fucking deleted off TikTok.
He just
called fucking Morgan Wallen a monkey head.
Radio edit.
Oh my god.
Full sin.
I thought I was fucked up.
Bro,
listen, you can interpret that however you want to. It was a joke against Morgan Wallen, not against BLM. All right.
My joke was just fucking whatever you want to take it as.
That's on facts.
No. It's just okay. There's a lot of gay people that listen to this show. We had a guy that was a drummer in a band about a month ago. We had to promote a show in Statesboro. If y'all ain't even been to Statesboro, it's college town. It's fucking wild. Half the STDs in America come from this goddamn city.
Love that place.
Ty, are you sure you don't live there?
I said love that place.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's a good fucking time until about 2 weeks later and you got to go to the health department. But this guy coming here, this guy's a second grade teacher that was on my show. He's the drummer. So, like, during the day, the motherfucker's, like, all clean cut and everything. But then he, like, wear Pussy Riot shirts and cut off, and he goes ham or whatever. First guy that said a gay slur on here, and he was joking. And then I was like, how the fuck can you say that? Like, you're a teacher. And he's like, my dad's gay. And I was like,
that means since I got so many like friends and stuff, like, I got.
Yeah, you can make if your friends and well the way it ought to be now anyway with anything, if you hear a black comedian making white jokes and it's wholeheartedly like there's nothing like behind it or whatever, then white people should be able to do that back to them. Now we're straight guys at this table, we should be able to make a gay joke, but gays should be able to make it back to us. Right. Like it should be if it's all about equal rights and everybody being seen as the same now. Then we should be able to fuck with each other.
Listen, we call ourselves straggots.
Every one of us in here is a straggot all day long. Listen, Jake Bart.
The fuck is a straggot?
Straight. Listen, GFC,
come on, think about that. Straight.
The GFC.
I just call myself a lesbian. Fan of their cinematography.
The GFC is the Gay Friends Club. So over here, we're straggots, and we're proud to call ourselves that.
Yeah, well, the guy that I was supposed to have on tonight, we moved him back a couple days. Have y'all ever seen him on TikTok? Is Conservative Anthony?
Gay, I've heard of him.
Gay talking about Conservative Ant?
Conservative Ant.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Conservative Ant's going to do the show with Conservative Barbie or whatever.
I know her, too. She got her account banned the same day I got mine back.
So, like, this.
She took over what's his name?
So, Conservative Ant and me one night, like, I try to get buddies with everybody that wants to do the show or whatever. Because I want to get to know you first. There was no fucking way that was going to happen with this. Because I was like, fuck it. We'll figure out when we get here. So, like, me and him have got drunk and FaceTimed each other and talked shit or whatever. Coolest fucking guy ever. I feel like how, like, I get told all the time I'm invited to the barbecue. I don't know what the equivalent to the gay party is, but I'm going to the fairy party.
Yeah, like, I want to go.
Like, I can go. I can go and I can have a good time. I know that I'm not leaving with none of them. I don't know. Some of those fucking trannies on TikTok will confuse the fuck out of you.
I'm trying to get myself on a float currently.
I just want to be on a float at some point.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Listen, I did that Take Me to Church song on there. And you want to talk about the LGBT coming after me? Because they said it was a thirst video. They came at me hard. I've never turned the comments off of my video once, and they went at me hard.
Joe Rogan, who's like my fucking idol, he says something all the time. And I would like to think that y'all would think the same way, because when you post something and you think it's funny, they say post it and don't look at the notifications.
Yeah. You never look at comments.
Don't look at the notification. Don't let 10 people out of a fucking 1,000 be like, oh, 10. You're not funny. Fuck you. I'm fucking funny.
There was about like 500 comments and about 10 of them.
That's what it is.
Nasty. Either we're glad to see you came out, and I'm like, okay.
You're never going to make everybody happy, so you have to make your demographic happy. You guys are fucking hitting home runs left and goddamn right, but if you start trying to please the people that don't like you already, then you're going to start getting disliked from the people that do like you.
Promote happiness over anything else. I just want you to be happy as a human, because listen,
absolutely,
I sure as fuck ain't. So I want you to be happy.
Listen, don't follow my path. I'm trying to lead you down the right one.
We talked about it on the bus. If somebody giving me a safety instruction, I want that motherfucker to have three fingers, because he's seen what fucked up shit can do. All right? He's been through it. All right? So
if you listen to me, you're going to end up drunk and fucking having to get some antibiotics later.
Listen, we're trying
in
to
one
shoot.
Way or
that,
fuck
that's
another.
Like a Tuesday morning for Ty Garcia.
I'm trying.
Right now.
I'm just trying to blow some shit up with you. That's all.
We are blowing shit up when we leave, right?
Well, let's do some shit.
I'm not even lying. I want to Dukes of Hazzard this shit. I want to blow something up.
You're
like,
in the
right
guy. All right.
I need
so
a TikTok
video. From where are y'all from? Do y'all ride dirt roads and drink?
Does Dolly Parton sleep on her back?
I'm from Alabama.
I don't know.
That's
I try
all
to put her
we
on her face.
Do.
I would too, but does
you're
she
bullshit
right?
face down.
I only
toss that little bitch around left and right.
I only wrote one of the biggest like songs though. About it.
I would.
I'm 6 days sober.
Yo, listen, he got drugged.
I haven't done cocaine in 6 days. I got drugged at our first show.
That's him.
Oh, no, you were telling me about this at the show. Yeah. He said he got drugged.
6 days.
How was your first experience with cocaine?
It was not my
you
first.
You don't want to party
shit, it was the first time that I've ever eaten it or drank it, and I'm not a fan of that.
Of all the fucked up shit I've ever done in my life, I won't do any drugs because I know I like them too much.
Facts.
I know. If I was to fucking snort a line right now and I seen what's done to other people, I'm a crackhead by next Friday.
Look, I don't have a problem with cocaine.
I know
you smoke that.
Fact,
you
I'm fucked.
You smoke that. You don't snort it.
I know that, but I'm saying I will end up sucking dick for crack by next Friday.
That's fair. That's
better
fair.
Done that.
I don't have a problem with
I'm
cocaine.
I'm freebase. I'm going straight to fucking freebase the second
you
day.
You freebase cocaine?
I do not freebase cocaine. All right. And I don't have a problem with cocaine, but if you're going to give it to me, then get fucking consent.
Apparently
or GFC.
He likes
merch
it on
club.
The rocks.
Y'all have done some goddamn good videos, but that fucking video right there will live in my head the rest of my
Which
fucking
one?
Life. The fuck? I do not freebase cocaine.
I do not freebase cocaine. I do a little toot every now and then.
Yeah. I said,
but I do not.
I ain't never done no fucking coke in my life, but I say, I'm going to go backstage this toot with the boys all the time. No, you ain't.
I did it once or twice when I was
younger.
Your
fat ass ain't going to do no cocaine.
I did it once or twice when I was younger, but I've never drank it. So, like, it had a completely different effect.
Oh, yeah, real quick.
So,
what
did
it do to you?
Somebody gave me a shot. They're like, hey, Tane, I bought you a shot. I'm like, fuck yeah, we're on stage. I'm having a great time. I didn't think anybody was there to fuck me, you know? So, he hands me the shot. Well, I mean, other than everybody in the audience. Not that particular guy, though. But he hands me the shot. I take a drink. I was like, appreciate that. So I killed this shot. And it immediately had like a really fucked up taste. So by the time I sat back down in my chair, all of my teeth went numb.
Got coked up.
And I was like, the fuck is this? So like all of this, like my head started going numb. It got fuzzy. I was like, fuck this. So I told Daphne, I was like, look, I got to get off stage. I don't really know what the fuck is going on. And then after that, it was just a shit show, and I won't say the rest.
I mean, the back of his head got numb, too.
Yeah, and that guy that gave
someone
me that
who
shot
similar
actually...
to someone in this room
yeah,
beat the fuck out
the
of
guy that gave me the shot actually ended up falling down two flights of stairs that night on
allegedly.
Allegedly.
He had five staples.
Is
allegedly.
That the craziest thing that's happened at the show so far?
No.
No, we had an incident at the last one. some guy got fucked up with a chair because he's a fucking pedophile. Basically, he was talking shit about Ty's daughter, and Ty was.
How's your daughter?
She's about to be till she's nine.
Oh, mine's too. That is my baby right here.
Ty
nine.
Was Ty oh. was fixing to let loose on this guy,
and he
somebody's
should have.
Fucking fast
security wouldn't let Ty knock this guy the fuck
fast
out.
Than what he looks. Don't let him pull
he
you for
him.
Three fucking.
Yeah,
but then
ever.
The dad of the guy that
yeah
that was
the dad
no worry,
of the girl that he was talking shit about beat his ass with a fucking chair.
He straight up said he
and he
fuck
should
like
have.
No, all day. Listen, all I did was I was a distraction. At least whenever they took me out of there, they gave that other dude enough time to wax
beat
him.
The shit out of him.
What? So what happened?
He got waxed.
Yeah.
I mean, what led up to him getting his fucking ass beat?
I walked outside, and I was sitting there, and this guy in a cowboy hat, he made me and Jake take a picture with his daughter earlier. She was like 15. Pretty girl, nothing. You know what I mean? But we were like, okay, he asked us to. We were just standing, he asked us to. Well, they're all up on stage, but I walked outside. When I walked outside, that guy was outside. Well, there was this big dude standing beside him, and he wouldn't quit with it. How pretty his daughter was. This dude was like 50, high 50.
60.
Oh, full-blown pedophile age.
You know what I'm saying? He's sitting, big old dude, and he's sitting there with his beer, and he just kept saying, the dude was like, he was being really respectful. He's like, man, please, that's my daughter. I'm asking you to stop. And he wouldn't quit. So I walked up.
He's like, I'll make your daughter call me daddy. Yeah, that's what
pretty
he
much.
Said.
And I was like, bro, quit being fucking disrespectful. And about that time, he looked at me and I was like, I got a daughter too. And when he said, I don't give a fuck, that was the time Henny stood about right here. I didn't get enough time. And I'm a fast motherfucker.
You a better man than I, sir, and have more self-control. Because let me tell you.
If somebody
said that about my daughter and I'm standing there.
Bro, take on bigger.
Oh, no.
There
was zero
self-control. I got past him once, but he was still on him.
So. No, I saw those two.
I know, the other guy, the dad, saw those two walking in.
Hold on, just a speed bump.
Hey, tell everybody, this is Kylie Strickland. Everybody tell her, Kylie.
Kylie Strickland. What's up, girlie?
What's up, Kylie?
All right, I'll call you back.
I've seen it down in Dallas.
I'm glad you're free and you're not getting dick down in Dallas right now.
Oh, is that the one that
I promise you, she's got dick down somewhere today. It might not have been in Dallas, but I pissed her off apparently
because I was drunk and I was talking to somebody and she came up and tapped me on the shoulder.
Look, the first time I met Kylie Strickland, I actually roasted the fuck out of her, and that's how me and her became
friends. That's exactly what she's talking about. She comes in here like once a week to do a show. She don't live far from here, like an hour or so.
Yeah, she made this video about sweatpants. So like I made a video basically burning the shit out of her body, and we became friends after that. But I actually had to make a video to tell my followers to leave her the fuck alone because everybody was telling her she should off herself and this, that, and the other. And I don't promote any kind of dumb shit
I'm glad.
So me and her became pretty good friends after that.
Well, so like, as y'all know, being on social media, you can't have a fucking relationship and it get messy and people not blow the fuck up.
God. That's why I don't want to bring anything on to it. When I do talk to a girl,
that's why Ty's just a skank. I'm the fucking same. So she got her and old dude broke up like fucking 2 weeks ago.
And that was fucking fast.
And then the next day, she's fucking making out with somebody else. And she posts it on fucking TikTok to make it messy.
Kylie keeps relationships like I keep accounts for about 2 or 3 weeks and that's it.
Yeah, no. But so
I love you, Kylie.
So we have done this thing. Tomorrow I did a show with just her. Like we normally do once a week. Then I did a show with the dude that she got broke up with because I wanted to hear his side of the shit.
And then
tomorrow I got both of them on at the same time.
Oh, bro.
I got both of them tomorrow at the same
fucking time.
You're
fucking brave.
Nah. What, are you sitting them across from
shit, I hope so.
I don't know. I'm probably going to put that bitch in the closet.
Yeah, I was about to say, that'd be good.
I don't care. I feel like coming to the ring with fake teeth and big tits.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Kylie Strickland. Justin Timberland's look-alike on the other fucking side.
What's that bar here, the bull?
The crazy bull.
Yeah, she had walked up to me, apparently. I was talking to somebody.
I didn't know she was there.
And she was like, hey, are you bar done? And I was like, I'm talking to somebody. Don't be rude. And then apparently she got all pissy and walked away. And it's like, yo, like at the end of the day.
That was a great time.
Yeah, it was a great, like,
But you guys have been drinking, having a fucking good time, though. I mean, it's.
But I'm also talking to somebody. There's a level of respect there.
Yeah.
But I promise she didn't mean no disrespect by it.
I didn't mean any disrespect by it. I expected to turn around and
But in all fairness to you too, she is a woman. She probably took it the wrong way.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't give
I mean, y'all do take shit the wrong way all the time.
You're damn right.
It's like, listen, you're cute, but I'm having a conversation.
That's why you can get fucked with right now. Because this will be the one time in all of our lives that we get to gang up on you.
No, we do that every day.
I know. I said the gangbang joke was in my head,
too. It was
too.
Me, too.
Listen, phrasing.
Yeah. Not even going to lie to you.
How dare us.
Look, at the end of the day.
I can't watch that porn. That porn disgusts me, and I like disgusting porn.
Do you have the black leather couch in here?
No, I have red velvet couches. That's
holy shit, he's a...
No,
that's
we do a
we do
70s
call. Hairy, nasty shit.
Yes!
No, dude, that couch would look like a Jackson Pollock painting. You'd see every single time somebody fucked on it.
That's why we don't allow black lights.
Yeah.
There's no black lights in this building.
Bet.
No, you can't be. Goddamn. See, you give me a little bit of success and it goes right to my dick. Like, it ain't... I can't do it. I can't handle it. I don't know how you guys...
These two are good.
But you.
I'm not.
I'm telling you. I have a buddy in country music that's on the radio, and I won't blast his name because he listens to this and promotes it for me. But I met him one time. We went out to eat or whatever, and this fucking waitress that should not have known who he was because he wasn't shit yet
walks up to him. He's like, "Hey, are you so and so?" And he's like, "Yeah." She's like, "I love your song. Can I get your Snapchat? I know you're playing in town tonight. I'd love to come see you later." She walks off, and I was like, "Dude, how is your dick not turned black and fell off in the toilet yet?" And he said, "Motherfucker, you ain't got no idea. Like, I go to health departments in every state." And I'm like, "That's why the good Lord didn't give me any musical talent or a big dick, because I'd be fucked."
Me three.
I'd be the. Yeah.
It's easy to swerve a hoe. It really is.
Oh, God.
All you got to do is say no.
But see, I used to be fat. No, no.
That's cute.
Did you just say it's easy to what?
Swerve a hoe.
I believe you said swerve a hoe.
Oh, swerve a hoe.
Yeah.
You
said swerve a hoe.
But see, I used to be fat as fuck. Like,
I did too,
I was up to like 3:30.
Used to be.
Oh, damn.
I was like at 3:30, 3:40. Was in a super bad relationship.
Bro.
Did you have nipple clamps on?
I know. Not yet. You're goddamn, but you're fucking 6'5". Yeah. Fuck you.
That motherfucker is 6'12".
And no, but you've got the coolest goddamn hairstyle a fucking white man could ever have.
I call him Big Mac Sparrow.
Holy shit. I could have fucking.
Hey, listen. He told me I rode on the back of the bike, and he said if I ever rode nut to butt with anybody, guess who it'd be?
Oh, shit. But like when I used to be fat as fuck, or what, I got all the way down to 210, and now my fat ass is back at like 235, 40.
Yeah, I got you.
But I done got happy. I done got fucking happy or whatever.
Happy, that's all.
Yeah, I don't give a shit no more. It's like, you know what? I'm having a good time. I'm doing this. And women still pay me attention on social media. So like with you guys, it has to be over fucking whelming.
Yeah, the best call is like Joe Rogan says. I mean, for me, I don't know about these guys, but for me, like, I just stopped reading DMs.
You have to.
Yeah, like, a lot of my content is people being shitty towards me, so I have to. So when you go into your DMs, it shows you, like, the first five words. I just had to look for somebody that's like, "Let me tell you," and it's like, "All right, bitch, I'm about to roast the fuck out of you."
You already know that's Karen.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite thing to do to people right here is roast them. When they come at you hard for no fucking reason. I mean, at the end of the day, you're still guys.
Yeah.
You're still the everyday guy or whatever. You got built up off of TikTok and social media, but still, like right now, it's just a bunch of dudes hanging out. And then fucking Daphne.
At this point, I think we've made her one of the guys.
Yes, pretty much.
At this point, if Daphne doesn't have a dick, I'll be surprised.
I don't have a dick.
That's fair. It's 2021. You can be whatever you want.
I was just saying.
You can identify as whatever the fuck you
want
to be.
Whatever you want.
Take me down.
You can call that thing a dick if you want to. It really don't matter at this fucking point in time.
I don't even want to know what I've been finding.
What? All right, hold on. What do you identify as?
An asshole. What's your pronoun, Daphne?
Asshole.
No, what's your pronoun?
Well, because of Lenny Cooper, now a pothead, I guess.
the best way to be.
Hold the fuck up. I was not told we had drugs.
Daphne's been stoned since this tour started.
Whoa. Marijuana is not a drug. That grows from the ground.
Yeah.
You remember that time
put
I told
on this
you
earth
that thing caught on fire in the
happy.
Back of the bus?
Okay.
She's just a firefighter. She was trying to
burn I thought y'all had some wild women out here to done
warmed
up.
Oh, no, if you want,
no,
come,
but
just let me know. I'll give you my next shot at the bar.
Yeah.
No, you're good. I'm telling you, I am fucking coked out by next week. There's no way. I know me and the fucking adrenaline rush I like to get. No way. I would be awful.
You'll keep chasing that dragon and you'll never get it again.
So, I wanted to say this to Lenny. It's not bad. But people knew, like, because I had promoted y'all coming and everything. And I had gotten in trouble a couple times in radio because I'm not a big fan of, like, the country rap stuff.
Right.
And I didn't know if any of y'all, which I'm sure none of y'all had ever heard, like me put it out there or whatever. But the Lax, you know Clay and them?
Oh, God, yeah.
All right, my buddies, right? So the first time I ever met these guys, then, like, I'm with Nate Kenny. I don't know if you've ever met Nate. Nate's my boy. I got a song to play y'all, and he's going to get fucking pissed that I play it for y'all. I got a song to play y'all when we get done here that is a new demo of his. He's fixing to be fucking number. And I don't like the prick sometimes. But I know he is. But I've told him this. I love him to death, but he's a fucking prick. But anyway, so Clay and them come off stage, and we're over there in the corner. And I'm talking cool as fuck. First time I've been around him. And he's like, "Do you like country rap?" And I was like, "It's just not for me. I just don't get it. It's not for me." And he said, "Look, if I could sing or whatever, I would sing. This is how I get my message out." So with you coming in here tonight, I wanted to let you know that I respect what the fuck you do, and you obviously do it very fucking well.
He does.
But there's gonna be, somebody on social media that is like, if Josh Terry says he likes country rap because Lenny's in here, he's a fucking fake bastard.
Well,
but I'm not. But
say it right now.
I respect. I don't like country rap.
Say it right now.
But I respect. Right now. You obviously have done very well, and I know fucking without a doubt. When I post this, so I wanted to be a man enough to say it to you. You obviously do very well for yourself. You have fans. Other night, whenever you started playing at the Crazy Bull, people went fucking ape shit.
Well, people went fucking ape shit.
Look, I've never mud been digger.
To the Lenny Cooper show because I myself am not a fan of country rap. Yep. Never have been. I never will be. But Lenny Cooper puts on a hell of a fucking.
I know you did, dude.
Yeah,
you
like
did.
I honestly, this is my dude.
Well, okay,
I've never listened to it before in my life. But I'm gonna tell you what, when he got up on stage, this dude turned from like this kind of quiet, like whatever.
You have surprised
straight
the fuck out of
me. Gangster, man.
That's what I was expecting.
Hey, but let's not get it twisted. Lenny Cooper can sing.
Hey, I was just going to say, wait a minute. I need to say this. Go ahead, Brian.
I was going to say, as a songwriter aspect, we talked about Creed Fisher and all this. Me and Creed started about the same time. We had the same kind of idealism or whatever. But one of the first shows I ever went to was a mud bash, and Lenny Cooper was playing. And I met him at the bar, and he comes walking out, and he's like, "Hey, I'm Lenny Cooper." And I'd already saw him once, and I was like, "No, you ain't." I said, "Man, last time I saw you, you had your shirt off. You was up on a stage fucking throwing down." But I'm going to tell you something. Sitting on the back porch with this guy and writing songs with him, like, it's not the fact that he can't sing. He didn't know any other way of putting what he was thinking into it. To lyrics except for poetry, and that's the same thing I did when I was growing up. My grandmother's headstone, I was 14 years old, and it's got a big giant poem thing that I wrote. That's all. I knew how to do, you know, and so I told, we sit down and wrote a song. That guy can sing just as good as anybody.
He can. He very
I gotta
well
hear
can.
It
no and so just shameless it. Plug Lenny actually has a 3-song country. It's six songs. It's 3 country rap and 3 actual country songs coming out this spring and summer. So
you
he
gotta
can
let us know.
Sing.
We'll promote
I swear
the show.
He can sing.
Also, too, me and Sarah Ross are going to be doing a country EP together.
Yeah. The only reason I brought it up, I wasn't trying to be disrespectful.
Oh, no.
I just know.
It's just
like
you said, like everybody has an opinion. Like, there's some type of music
I'm offended.
That I, you know,
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah,
like.
I just know somebody's going to say some smart ass shit.
You know?
I know somebody's going to say some smart ass shit, and they're going to be like, "Oh, you didn't say it to him."
No, I respect
what you do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Look, like, I got a fucking Sturgill Simpson fuck your speaker shirt on because that's the kind of shit I like.
Look, my nephew is in love with Lenny Cooper, loves his music. And like I said, I'm not a huge fan of like the country rap scene and stuff like that, but I heard Lenny Cooper sing Airplanes on stage at Skyline one night.
No, it wasn't Airplanes.
Was
it
not
Airplanes?
I mean,
that's Gary Allen's song. No, it's not that song.
I could have swore you sang Airplanes.
It's Songs About Rain.
Songs About Rain. And he sat there and sang that, and I was like, holy fucking shit.
Do y'all got time to hang out after the show?
Hell yeah.
We ain't got shit up.
Because I got to show you some stuff anyway.
You said we could blow shit up. We're here for it.
Well, let's fuck some shit up.
Yeah, we're all
No.
Don't let me down.
No, that's fine.
He comes out with a firecracker.
It's right up there. Y'all didn't go to the hotel first? I know. It's right. It's a mile away from here.
Yeah, we're all drunk. Let's shoot guns and blow shit up.
You're about to be on TikTok a lot.
I brought my own.
I don't give a fuck.
I got a lot of land there.
But, you know,
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I brought my own.
We're being honest.
We can shoot shit and blow shit up.
Fuck yeah.
You know, none of this life comes with a manual on telling you how to do anything. And I think that the majority of the people nowadays that want to try to point fingers and say this is the way something should be done and this way something should be done, there's no manual telling you how to live your fucking life. And that's the thing, I think.
And that right there is how we're going to end it. that with going through the Morgan Wallen shit and talking everything else,
right?
What it's like to be you guys right now.
I turned it around. I was in jail a year and a half ago. Like, I lost everything.
Me and you are fixing to have some good goddamn conversations tonight.
I need to make sure you understand that I do have to have them at a show tomorrow.
Yes, they have to be.
We good now. You good. Let's go.
What time?
Let's cut this and let's go.
We have to leave by like 10 in the morning, so let's cut this and go blow shit up.
Let's fuck shit up. I got to show her some music. But anyway,
let's do it.
Hey, before we go, like I said at the beginning of this, I don't know what charities y'all work with. I need y'all to do that, not just to like hopelessly plug my ass, but the more fucking money I make off this shit, the more I get to be an activist and I get to help some of the charities we work with. We're here for it, bro. So whatever y'all share of tonight and the podcast, we very much appreciate it. We thank y'all for coming. Guys, what's the name of the actual tour so they can go look up the dates you have coming?
Okay, so it's actually Party With Us Tour, and it's posted on all their social media. So it's Tainted Lyric, Ty Garcia, Bar None, Brian Martin Music, and then it's Brian Martin Fans, and Lenny Cooper,
DJ Pop,
Passion Over Preference.
What was his brand again?
Passion Over Preference.
Yeah, and cool. They can find it on the Dirtified Records or 1A Talent Group page too. So.
Any of you fellas got anything else good to say before we get the fuck out of here?
Keep it dirtified.
That's it.
GFC.
I fucking like you, bud.
Hit him with that tie brow.
All right, fuck.
Merch links in bio.
Merch link in bio. Always. Merch link in bio.
Hey, if you fucking get a call from us later on, it's from the county jail. Fucking answer it.
Please.
We just going to go ahead and throw that fucking out here.
We're drinking to that.
Fuck yeah. Well, hey, thank y'all for listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, a Raising Grace production. Y'all have a good fucking night because I know we're about to.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.